Welcome to the Midlife Miracle Masterclass, a program designed to teach you how to create more optimism, joy, and peace in this phase of your life. I'm Simon Jacobson, Dean of the Meaningful Life Center and author of the best-selling book Toward a Meaningful Life and other books and articles. And I'm honored to be guiding you on what promises to be an illuminating journey into your inner self. The Midlife Miracle Masterclass will empower you to experience a new enthusiasm that pushes you out of bed in the morning. Tap into a source of limitless motivation, inspiration, and energy that propels you forward all day long. Regain your focus and overcome distractions like mindless TV watching, gaming, overeating, overspending, pornography, alcohol, or drugs. Sidestep the sadness, anger, or cynicism of your midlife slump and replace it with the thrill and excitement of your midlife comeback. Recruit cosmic forces that are happy to help you take your life to the next level. Get out of survival mode and finally create the life of fulfillment, joy, and peace that you've always wanted. The Midlife Miracle Masterclass accomplishes all this by helping you do these following four things. 1, to discover who you really are. 2, find out what you're here to do. 3, condense that into a personal mission statement. And 4, live by your mission statement for the rest of your life. Oliver Wendell Holmes said it best and also so sadly. In his famous poem, The Voiceless, he writes, "Alas, for those that never sing, but die with all their music in them." In this masterclass, you will discover your unique song and the courage to sing it. Now, let's begin with some instructions to be able to maximize the benefit of this class. So I'll begin by giving you the lay of the land, what we will be doing, and how you can best benefit from it. This Midlife Miracle Masterclass will consist of 6 modules, each with accompanying exercises, which can be found in the workbook, which we recommend printing out so you can do these exercises. The master class can be paused or replayed at any point and will ask you to pause in several places to complete activities and exercises at your own pace. These exercises are essential to this course as they are the active work you will do in order to discover your mission. Being that this journey is a deep, introspective one in which you will find your voice, it won't be a quick fix. But my hope is that you'll see right away and down the line powerful and even infinite benefits and results. Commensurate with your effort will be the returns. So it's really up to you. The more you invest, the more you will grow. The breakthrough moment is when you come to realization that you can be doing far, far better and reaching far greater potential than you're actually doing. They could actually fulfill dreams and aspirations that you may never have even expected. So here are the 6 modules of this masterclass. The first is, what is a mission statement? 2, overcoming challenges. 3, discovering yourself. 4, developing your mission. 5, living your mission. And 6, getting committed. So my dear friends, let us begin with module 1. What is a mission statement and how does it relate to your life? What we will be discussing now is essentially the foundational elements of this special masterclass. Why a personal mission statement is critical for creating a truly happy and meaningful life. Why your midlife slump is actually a wake-up call from your soul. We will be providing examples of inspiring personal mission statements you can learn from. And finally, what is the criteria of a personal mission statement? By answering these questions, we will see how we can actually integrate it in our personal lives. So let's begin with the first point. Why a personal mission statement is critical for creating a truly and happy and meaningful life. In one line, briefly, is because without a mission, your life is lacking focus and direction. I'm going to give an analogy. You look at any moving vehicle, you look at any focused entity, what is the first creation of all? The wheel. The wheel is a circle with a center in it. You can have many different spokes, but if you don't have a hub, the spokes will not be centralized, and it won't be a balanced wheel, it won't be a balanced circle. So essentially, a life without a mission is having many different fragmented, scattered pieces going in all different directions without that centrifugal point that creates balance, equilibrium. We'll be discovering how that is absolutely vital for happiness, for growth, for focus, and for fulfilling every possible ambition. Let us look at the meaning and use of mission statements in business and organizations. And sometimes that's easier to do when looking at than looking at yourself, because it gives us a good model to emulate. So here's a quote from Jeffrey Abrams in his 101 mission statements from top companies. Every company, no matter how big or small, needs a mission statement as a source of direction, a kind of compass that lets its employees, its customers, and even its stockholders know what it stands for and where it's headed. So what do we conclude from this? A few key points. All successful companies have a mission statement. 2, definition of a mission statement, the qualities it must have is it needs to be clear, concise, unique to the company person, and not generic. Like, for example, I want to be happy. I want to make money. I want to build a family. That's generic. It has to be unique. 3, having a mission takes you from being reactive to proactive. Reactive means things happen to your life and then you react. You're playing defense, basically. Proactive means you make a plan and your activities follow your plan. So when you don't have a mission, then what you do is, it's like wandering and seeing whatever comes your way, you'll react. And maybe you react well. When you have a mission, it goes the exact opposite. I have a plan, I have a goal, and I have an objective, I have a mission. And that informs and guides the activities that you'll be doing. 4, the function of a mission statement, as it's been described by different writers and thinkers, and here's just a short synopsis of that, is that a mission statement helps you lend focus, direction, purpose, efficiency. It helps you set priorities. It helps fulfill a healthy cause. And it unites you, your employees, and identifies your culture, your unique culture. Now, of course, in our situation, we want to apply this now to our personal life. I often say this, and many people get startled initially. No business can function without a mission statement. Can you? If a business can't function without a mission statement, how can we in our personal lives function? The answer is because we don't think about it and we haven't been told. And above all, we don't always feel accountability. In business, if you don't have a mission statement that focuses, ultimately the bottom line is going to suffer. What we will discover is that we are all suffering because without focus, our lives are, even if it's productive, we're using too much energy on too many different things instead of having that laser sharp focus that the hub and the mission and the center provides. So essentially, all these lessons from businesses can now be applied to our personal lives. And simply ask yourself that question. What is your mission? What connects in a unique way and a concise way all your activities? And it has to be unique. Now, don't be disappointed or feel down if you don't have an answer. That's the exact purpose of this masterclass, is that you will find an answer, and it will be your answer, and it will resonate with you, and will direct and guide everything going forward in your life. So let's now go to point 2 of this module. Why is your midlife slump actually a wake-up call from your soul? Because you would think if it's a slump, and I'm feeling down, I'm feeling a setback, how could that be anything positive? Well, that's not the case. A very important point to remember. Every time you feel something, even if it's frustration, even if it's a slump, if you reframe it, it actually serves as a very positive force. Just as your body speaks to you and lets you know when it's in need, your soul also does exactly the same, except in a different language. When you're hungry or thirsty, your body informs you by your feeling hunger pangs. When you're in need of sleep, your body will call you through feelings of fatigue and exhaustion. When there's a problem in your physiological system, your body will cry out in pain. Your nerve sends the problem and send you a message telling you to do something about this. How about your soul? How does that speak to you? It also speaks to you, but with a different language. When your inner psyche feels deprived, it will let you know through feelings of anxiety or frustration. It may speak to you in terms of feeling down and disoriented, bored, stuck, tired, trapped. If you are feeling any or all of these, you want to now redirect those feelings towards seeing them as wake-up calls. So just as the physical pain in your body tells you do something about it, your psychic pain, your psychological or emotional or spiritual pain is a wake-up call. It's telling you, act. Relieve the pain. Do something to resolve the issue. So any slump you experience in your soul telling you wake up, do something about it, ignoring this is like ignoring pain, which is a warning signal, a red flag cautioning you to act. And what is the wake-up call about? What is it waking you up to? It's telling you that something in your life is not aligned properly and it needs to be addressed. In the case of a slump or any type of other frustration or down feelings of despondency and so on, these negative feelings are meant to direct you and alert you that you're living a scattered, fragmented existence and it's time to redirect it to a focused one. Instead of dwelling on your immediate frustrations, you want to create a focused goal of finding and living up to your mission. So instead of looking for band-aids or short-term solutions, what you really want to do, and that's what the goal of this masterclass is to find a solution at the root. So when you find that focus and mission, it will resolve many issues instead of just remedying them short-term, temporary with a band-aid. Now, the next section in this module is examples of inspiring personal mission statements you can learn from. It's always best to learn from those that have done this before us and have done it well. So I'm going to use a few sample mission statements from companies, large companies in the world that we're familiar with, which are one-line statements which defines the reason of the organization and how it helps guide all their decisions, their priorities, actions and responsibilities. Let's take Google. Everyone's heard of Google. What is their mission statement? To organize the world's information and make it universally accessible and useful. Think about that. How short it is, how unique it is, and how it informs literally the millions and billions of people they reach. Starbucks. To inspire and nurture the human spirit, one person, one cup, and one neighborhood at a time. Okay? Same thing, short, concise, unique, and as we'll soon see, also always serving the larger good. Next example. If any one of you are Trekkies, or if not, you've heard of Star Trek, Starship Enterprise from the popular science fiction entertainment series Star Trek. What is its mission? Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise, his continuing mission to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilization, to boldly go where no one has gone before. Extremely attractive, extremely stimulating, and again, short, concise, and unique. And finally, in these examples, let's use the preamble of the United States Constitution. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish the Constitution for the United States of America. There you have some examples. What these examples are serving are to help us frame our mission statement and learn how we can also define our concise, unique personal mission statements. So now let's address what is the criteria of a personal mission statement. What does it really need? Using these examples and using the points I made earlier, what are the actual criteria? These are the criteria that we're going to be using as a reality check as we go along and develop our personal mission statement. as you personally develop yours, these are the criteria with which you can test and see, am I living up to the writing of a real mission statement? Will it work? So here are some of the criteria, the primary criteria. Distinguishing between a means and an end. You need to learn to distinguish between the means and ends of your life, between what you do and who you are. Let me explain what that means. Everything we do in our lives takes many steps. For example, you say, I need to buy new clothing. In order to do that, you have to go shopping. In order to go shopping, you have to schedule time. You need to commute. Commuting, scheduling time, all those are means that are necessary for what? To get to the end goal in mind, which is to buy the new garments. But if someone asks you, why are you buying new garments? That also can be a means. So you'll say, to protect myself, to look nice, I'm dressing up for a wedding. So it's vital to distinguish between means and ends, because missions direct us to the end, and that should determine our means than rather the other way around. So very often people are asked, who are you? Most people give you their business card. But that's not who you are. That's what you do. Unfortunately, what happens is, because we become so consumed with our work and our responsibilities to pay our bills, what you do defines who you are. Think about that, when it should be the other way around. Who you are should define what you do. Because what you do is a means and who you are is an end. So, we go to work to make money. Do you want to earn money because you want to feel accomplished and money is a barometer of your success? Or do you see your work as an opportunity because you can influence people in your work environment for the better, and also because you can use the money you've earned to contribute to your home, family, and community? Same thing when you eat. You can eat because you're hungry. You need to nourish yourself. Is your focus primarily on the enjoyment of the food? Or do you also consider how it can make you healthy and productive? And with more strength, you can do better things in this world. So that's criteria number one. Criteria number two. A mission statement is always not about you, but about a higher cause. Think about Google. Talked about organizing information. It didn't talk about making profit for its shareholders. Starbucks, creating a community in the world. Enterprise, discovering new lives. The United States of America, creating liberty and opportunity for people. So everything is about making the world better. Not about how it enriches you, how it empowers you. So what you're doing in order to improve the welfare of others and of the larger world. Criteria number three. Unlike a company, your mission statement must live up to your soul. Now, this is vital. Because a mission statement of a company is about a company. It has a focus and a purpose. But now we're talking personally, so it has to be something that speaks to you. It has to resonate strongly with you. Why? It is an inherently spiritual experience. So, however you understand the word soul, and there's no real need to limit it, but what I mean by soul is your unique essence, your calling, the thing that transcends all your activities and interactions, the thing that's more powerful than the minutiae and the details, basically the ends and not the means. So your soul means the things that resonate most with you, the things that you are most connected with, and the more you can actualize that, the more it will define and determine your actions. Who you are will define what you do. And above all, which we'll be elaborating a lot about later, is that you are unique and you are indispensable. Very often in this depersonalized world, we think 7.5 billion people out there, who am I? Well, a unique mission statement is predicated on the fact that you are unique and therefore your mission is unique. There's something that you and only you can contribute to this world. And if you don't do it, no one else will. If you have that sense of urgency and that compelling sense of confidence, then your mission will be a compelling one to you and it will resonate. Okay, these are the primary criteria for our mission. And with that, we conclude module one. Basically, we focused on the importance of having a mission for the welfare of your life, how to deal with the cry for help and see it as a wake-up call and to resolve your dilemmas and crisis, and what the main criteria are to find your mission, which will in turn help you resolve the issues and help you grow to be a person that you would like to become.